best-selling author and international speaker, Jill Lublin. Jill has three best-selling books, Guerrilla Publicity, Networking Magic, and her latest from McGraw-Hill, Get Noticed, Get Referrals. Jill hosts a TV show called Messages of Hope. She speaks at several NSA chapters and national conferences. Her mission is to help people get their message heard. Let's welcome Jill.
Thank you. Hi, everybody. All right. Now, if you're going to be on the publicity bus, we're going to have to up the energy. You know what I'm saying? Because when it comes to media, it's all about your energy. Or it's all about your big M, what stands for message. So would you just say it after me, that it's all about my message. Ready? Go. It's all about my message. Thank you. P.T. Barnum said it best, and he said, a terrible thing happens without publicity. Nothing. Nothing. I mean, the truth is, speakers make a big mistake. Can I just tell you up front, can we talk? The problem is speakers want to get attention, media attention, about what you speak about versus what's interesting to the readers, the viewers, the listeners. So I have another new mantra for you today. Are you ready for this? Thank you, Carolyn. What your new mantra is I am not a speaker. I am a media darling. Are we ready? Say it after me. I am not a speaker. I am a media darling. That's really what it's all about, is creating a message that gets your message heard and, more importantly, gets other people talking about you. Wouldn't that be a good thing? Talking about you. That's what we want to do. Now, it's when you're looking at all about your message, what you're looking at is what's the problem out there. So who's an expert in this room? Can you raise your hand if you're an expert? If I'm in a room full of speakers, every hand better be up in this room. Where's my experts over here? W, are you an expert? Yes, thank you. You're always an expert. The question is, in what, right? And it's usually not what you speak about, my friends. The truth is, what you're an expert in varies according to the day. Get that? So the question is, what's the problem out there? Not what you speak about, Hutt. Not what you speak about, Scott, but what Hans cares about and what Carolyn cares about, right? And what Alice or Alicia? Alicia cares about, right? And what Abe is going to read. What Linnell cares about is what matters to them. Not, no offense, what matters to you and what you speak about. So I really want you to get that today, because the truth is, speakers make this mistake all the time. You're going, but Jill, I speak about financial planning. Or I help people with their health. And I say, who cares? The question is, what's going to get you on Good Day LA, the LA Times? What's going to get you on KFI? What's going to support you to get your message heard across the nation, whether Los Angeles, nationwide, or internationally, right? That's what we care about. So identify the problem out there. And I'll tell you what reporters love. They love statistics. Give reporters something to hang their hat on. Use statistics. Like I would say, when I'm being interviewed for Guerrilla Publicity, I would say, you know, 4 out of 5 businesses will go out of business because they have no clue how to create publicity without spending a fortune. Then I would give 3 solutions. I would say, for instance, okay, well, let me just do, you know, when I'm waking up at like 4:30 in the morning and it's 7:30 in New York, which is an excellent time for an interview, right? At 4:30 in the morning, it isn't exactly my best time. You know what I'm saying? How about you? Best time, 4:30 in the morning? Probably not. So what's great is to have a script. See, what you got to understand about media is that you need a script. And a lot of people try to wing it with regard to your message. So when I'm being interviewed on the air, I will say something like, you know, the problem today is 4 out of 5 businesses will go out of business because they have no clue how to create publicity without spending a fortune. There are 3 guerrilla publicity tips I want to share with you today. The first one is to create your ooh-ah factor. That's a highly technical term. I hope you caught that. Your ooh-ah factor. The second way to get noticed is to create the I've heard of you somewhere syndrome. And the third way is to focus on networking magic and show up in your communities at least twice a month for name and face recognition. Now, speakers, what did I do? Do, 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 do. I gave you three solutions. Who said that? I'm sorry. I heard a voice in the back of the room. Okay. Yes, I did. I gave you three solutions. Absolutely. And they were specific. They're my sound bites. Okay. Sound bites means a bite of sound. It means something that people can get their arms around. What else did I do? Absolutely. So who's in control of the interview, Abe? Thank you. You are. Don't you let that interviewer take you down whatever road they want. I've heard cameramen flirt with the person who's being interviewed, right? They'll take you off guard. They'll get you on some other course that they want to talk about. You're there to talk about what you want to talk about. What else did I do? Please.
I kind of set up a plan. You gave the problem and then solutions.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I said 4 out of 5, and then I gave you 3 real things to do. But let me tell you something else I did. Who's got books in the room? Raise your hands. Absolutely, Marilyn. I said I'm going to give you 3 guerrilla publicity tips. Oh, geez, what was my first book? Guerrilla publicity. The second tip I gave you is that to get noticed, what's my third book called? Get Noticed, right? And my third tip was to focus on networking magic. What's my other book? Can anyone guess? Networking magic. Thank you. Now, what I want you to do is get real comfortable about integrating the names of your books, your products, your services, your speeches into your big M. What's it stand for?
Message.
Because it's all about your what? Message. Are we in LA? Where's the energy in this room? Come on. Get that energy up. I'll tell you why. Because with media, I don't care how you feel, honestly. You wake up, you got a headache. It's like speaking, right? You got to show up and it doesn't matter. With media, they're focused on your energy, your enthusiasm, your articulation, your way to get your message out there. And that's what's key. So it's all about my big M. What's it stand for?
Message.
Oh, that was much better. Thank you. All about your message. The other thing I want to say for those who are authors in the room, and by the way, if you have an audio product, who has an audio product? Yes, good. You're considered an author also. Who has articles in the room? Articles. Excellent. You're considered an author. When you are speaking, what you want to do is put your book by your face. And hold it for what will feel like an uncomfortable amount of time. The truth is, I'm actually already starting to get uncomfortable. You won't know that, but I am. And you do it till you're uncomfortable, and then you hold it some more. Got that? Thank you. I'm glad you're getting it in the front here. You hold it till you're uncomfortable, and then you hold it some more. Why? You have to give people time to tune in. You know, we're all thinking about God knows what out there, right? Give people time to tune in. That's a real key. Okay, now I'm really big about what I call creating your ooh-ah factor, and I've spelled it up there just in case you can't. Lots of O's, lots of H's, lots of everything, because that's what having an ooh-ah factor is about. Now, who knows Kate Adamson? She comes right out of your chapter in NSA. You know Kate Adamson? Anybody else know Kate in the room? Wonderful. She's an incredible woman. At 32 years old, she had a stroke. And by the way, at 32, she's gorgeous, she's fit, exercising all the time, and had a stroke with 2 young children under 5. Can you imagine? Okay, here's what happens. Kate has a stroke. They don't know if she's going to live or die. And the good news is she lived, but she became into a vegetative state, which means all she could do was blink her eyes. She stayed like this for a long time. And the truth is, again, not knowing whether you're going to live or die, you know, her family doesn't know what to do. Well, when I met Kate, she was 38 years old. I actually met her at an NSA conference in Orlando. Was anyone there? The NSA conference in Orlando? Yes, that was great, wasn't it? And we met in the elevator, the hall, I don't know where. And Kate is this beautiful woman at 38, and in fact, so pretty, you couldn't tell that half of her body was paralyzed. And she hid it very well. And so when we started working together, I said, Kate, you know what? People want to see your brace. They want to, like, relate to you, right? They want to know who you are so that they can get who you are and be relatable to, right? And they want to understand the issues that you've come here with and what it is that you're dealing with. And although most women are trying to get out of high heels, Kate's trying to get in them because she can't wear them. She's got a leg brace from her knee down, right? And Cosmopolitan magazine picked this story up because they loved it, because it relates to people, because it's something unusual and interesting. Your ooh-ah factor is often not at all about what you speak about, what you're out there, shall we say, doing, that it's really about the most interesting and unique and unusual things about you. Take a moment, just a moment, and write down three unique things about you. Something about you that you've been through in your life. Something about you that's unusual or interesting. Maybe you're in business with your spouse or something like that. Take just a moment and write down three unique things about you. This, the use everything you've got story. Use everything you've got. That means all parts of what's happened to you in your life, right? And the other truth is, there's a lot going on in today's economy, although publicity is your one recession-proof strategy, I promise you that. And to be able to use it ongoingly will get you the kind of credibility and visibility that you deserve. So when you're using everything you've got, you're using all aspects of your story. So today's economy, for instance, I say let's ride the wave. Because although the media is big about fear, they love making us afraid. And, right, you get that, right? That they're really about fear. And so they'll hammer in everything that's negative. And so I've been working over 22 years in the media, and what I know is that you can use media for really positive, inspirational messages. However, sometimes you got to go in the front door, the back door, underneath the door. In fact, frankly, any door you can get into, right? So that you can get your message heard. And today's word, for instance, might be about how to, and then you fill in the blank in today's economy. There's a speaker I'm working with who's an expert on bullying. That's a really hard word to say, bullying. Anyway, we're out there with a message about how in today's marketplace, today's workplace, people are being a bully to each other, right? Being a bully to each other. So fill in the blank, how to what in today's economy? How to be healthier? How to be, like I have a speaker who speaks about how to have great sex. So she's on television, you know what she's talking about? I mean like mainstream television, like ABC, NBC, CBS. She's talking about how to have romance on a budget. We don't use the S word. But hey, romance is good, right? So how to have romance on a budget is her topic right now. Do whatever works. In January 2008, I was on my way to speak in Vancouver for CAPS, our Canadian friends, our CAPS chapter. And I actually tripped over a curb. It was really unglamorous, unsexy, and not even interesting, but I tripped over a curb and fractured both ankles. Fractured both ankles. Oh, wait, it's not here. Hang on. I gotta show you this. Only because I have to. That's right. This is what it looked like. I like purple and blue, so I got to decide on the colors. That was me at an NSA conference. Oh, yeah, right. That's thrilling. So I smiled because there's a camera. What I know about when there's a camera is you smile, right? But I wasn't feeling like that inside. So fractured both ankles. Then I, quote unquote, graduated to walking boots. I'm really not sure why they call them walking boots. You can't walk and they're not pretty. You know what I'm saying? So 4.5 months like this, in casts, in walking boots, with a caregiver. Try that as a speaker. Try that having, like, you know, 3 to 5 gigs a month and teaching courses in publicity and doing the things that we all do in our lives, right? Where you can't get into your bathroom. You can't take a shower. Where you can't get into your kitchen. I mean, that part I liked. That part was fun. But having a caregiver and having really everything kind of stripped away in a way. There are a lot of lessons in that. And the interesting part about that was that there was so many, let's say there was dreams brewing in my heart. And one of the dreams was to do a positive television show. Because what I know is that inspiration is what moves people, right? And God knows we all need messages of hope. So actually, I started a TV show called Messages of Hope. And what I've done is I actually have it on, I've shot like 17 segments. I have it ongoingly in my local Comcast. I have it in 5 markets. And we're going to roll it out across the nation on Lifetime and Oxygen. So I'm very excited about this. Thank you. But I'm, yes, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. But I'm going to tell you that this wasn't exactly what I thought I was going to be doing. You know what I'm saying? Now, I said use everything you've what?
Got.
So this happened in Nanaimo, Canada. Does anybody know where Nanaimo is? I mean, I certainly do now. Yes, Nanaimo. It's the place where you actually go to Vancouver. And I was vacationing right before my CAPS event. So much for that vacation, right? So anyway, I went to the Nanaimo Daily News. And I thought, you know, I'm an American traveling in Canada. I should have had health insurance, travel insurance, except, you know, silly me. I thought the healthcare system in Canada is excellent if you're a Canadian. If you're not a Canadian, it's very expensive, right? And so I'm in the front of the Nanaimo Daily News about an accident that happened and how one should have travel insurance. It's not exactly what I speak about. Got that? Okay, you use all of who you are. Then, for about 1.5 years, so this happened in January 2008, in March 2009. Now, how long is that, my friends? Because I want to teach you, publicity takes time, honestly. How long is that? 14 months. I was featured in the Marin Independent Journal. I'll show you in paper what this looks like, because I want you again to realize that everything that happens to you can be used. Got the point? Look at this. That's the article. So I'm just going to walk around for a moment and just point it to show you like the actual length of it. How long is that, Alicia? Page and a half. Page and a half of an article, okay? Now, here's what I want to tell you about this article. It was about the TV show. It was really about the accident. You see the headline is Accident Leads Publicity Expert, what is it, to deliver messages of hope, right? Now, here's the cool thing about this, is that this 1.5-page article features all 3 of my books. Was I pitching my books? No, I was not pitching my books to this media. I was not pitching the books. I was pitching TV show Messages of Hope. Features every single one of my books. You know what else it features? My Crash Course in Publicity. Was I pitching that? Absolutely not. That's one of the things I do monthly in Marin County is teach a course, right? So you got to get that I was not pitching the very things that support my speaking career, which is my Crash Course in Publicity and my books, right? It didn't talk about any of my presentations, but Carolyn, what's front and center on this article?
Oh,
Get notice, get reply.
Absolutely. And what's at the top of this second page? Right up here.
Here, excellent.
No, this one. What's the picture, Hans?
Oh, you presenting.
Absolutely. Me presenting. Oh, gosh. Let's see. What message are we conveying now? Presentation? Books? The course? Isn't that a cool thing? I was not pitching that. So what you got to get is that by using everything you've got, what happens is they end up giving you all kinds of other publicity. Now, I want to take where's my auctioneer? Dave? Dave, if you were to guess, since you've been throwing out numbers here, if you were to guess, how much would I pay for this? I'm going to put you on the spot. I'm sorry. You didn't know this was coming. How much would you pay for this? Meaning, I'm sorry. Sold! Okay, but if you were to buy this, who wants to take a guess? How much would this cost you in advertising money? Please. $5,000 it would have cost you. How much, Gary? $5,000. Keep going. Do I hear more? Do I hear 10? 10. 10, thank you. How about 20? 20, thank you. How about more? What do I hear? Priceless, absolutely. What else do I hear? 25. Do I hear more? 28. How about more? 40. Sold to Marilyn Snyder in the front row. Woohoo! Woo! Give her a hand. $40,000. Right gift. That's how much this would have cost had I bought it. Anybody have that laying around to spend on advertising? Oh, no. Guess how much I paid for this? Nothing. It's free. See, you got to get publicity is free. Now, does it take time? Yes. Does it take focus and energy? Yes. Does it take two things that are really key, and that is persistency and consistency? Very important in media to use persistence and consistency, right? You got to keep showing up. When I wrote Guerrilla Publicity, my first book, which actually just got reissued again as a second edition, which I'm very excited about. And, you know, when I got to interview media across the country, and they said, most of you will tuck your tail between your legs and go home. Why? Oh, they don't care about me. They're not interested in my big M. What's it stand for? Message. Yes, they are. But most of you don't stay on it long enough, consistent enough, focused enough, so that the media can say yes to you. In fact, when the media says, can you talk about this? What are you going to say?
Yes, of course.
I can't hear you. What are you going to say?
Yes.
Absolutely. Thank you. Underline. I remember 2 years ago, I was asked by the largest Catholic radio station, hey, Jill, can you talk about Super Bowl advertising? You're not laughing. Yes, thank you, Gary, because, see, there are three problems with this. Number one, I'm not Catholic. Number two, I know nothing about the Super Bowl. And number three, I'm not an expert in advertising. What am I an expert in? Publicity, absolutely. So when the largest 40,000 listeners radio station, Catholic radio station, says, Jill, can you talk about Super Bowl advertising? What do I say?
Yes,
absolutely. And then I started praying. And I figured that would cover the Catholic part. I'm covered. Now, what I want you to do is create the I've heard of you somewhere syndrome. I've heard of you somewhere syndrome. And that means you use everything you've what?
Got.
Let's try that again. Use everything you've what?
Got.
Absolutely. Use everything you've got. Creating the I've heard of you somewhere syndrome is something that supports you to get ongoing visibility without spending a fortune. So we do this in my courses. I want to give you this great technique that's going to help you get ongoing visibility for free. You write a 4-sentence announcement, hence the announcement strategy. Thank you, Gary. I'm glad you're getting my humor up here. You write a four-sentence announcement, which basically says anything, something about you. It could say where you spoke to. It could say your new product you did. It could talk about a new client you have that recently hired you, whether you're a consultant. Anyone a consultant in the room? Great. Excellent. So perhaps a new client or a new customer or a new kind of meeting planner that actually just booked you. That all works. These are the kinds of places that you're going to send it to. Your Los Angeles Times, the LA Business Journal. Who's a member of a Chamber of Commerce? Thank you. Great. They have a wonderful monthly column that's called Members in the News. That would be you, right? And you're going to do this every 60 days. Now, I had a speaker who sent this four-sentence announcement into his alumni magazine where he graduated college. He calls me up and goes, Jill, they not only did a four-sentence piece, they did a two-page color spread on me. Now, that's good publicity. What could you do with a two-page color spread? Anyone can guess? What can you do with it? Turn around and promote that too. I like how you think. Absolutely. It's called leveraging your publicity. Publicizing your publicity. Right? Also, what else can you use it for? Who can guess? Can certainly go to meeting planners, don't you think? Yeah. Absolutely. Your media packet, your speaking packet, which by the way, your media packet and your speaking packet will be slightly different, right? So a little bit different. Now, CNN, when I interviewed them, I'm going to go a little bit fast through this, talks about that news is something that affects your life. Give people something to talk about, as Bonnie Raitt says. Fast Company, anyone heard of them? Yes, I love it too. They're a great magazine, but they talk about the concierge approach from start to finish. Make her job easy. The editor I talked to there says she gets over 300 emails a day, 45 calls a day, and guess what they are? They're pitches from people like us. But who'd like to be in Fast Company? Anyone? Absolutely. So ABC, NBC, CBS, this is from when I interviewed them for Guerrilla Publicity, talks about, I love the ABC producer, she says, Jill, just tell them, all I care about is, what I care about is just stop them from, what do you think? Click, click. Click, click. Changing the channel, right? Be primed and ready. Remember that viewers want information right now. That's a real key. Got it? I'm going to skip over this. Entrepreneur Magazine. By the way, as speakers, aren't we entrepreneurs? Who'd like to be an Entrepreneur Magazine? Absolutely. Is that all who'd like to be an Entrepreneur Magazine? Yes, thank you. Yes, we'd like to be an Entrepreneur Magazine. Okay, look at this. When you're doing publicity for June, they're done in March. When do you think they're pitched by? Anyone can guess? January. So if they're pitched in January, that's a six-month lead time. Most of my clients are pitching like 3 months before that. Think 9 to 12 months for long lead magazines. Make sense? 9 to 12 months for long lead magazines. So I just want to know from all of you, who's an expert in the room? Whoa, yes, I love that. Now, I just wanted some quick, like, popcorn. If you were to give me the problem in one sentence, let me hear it. The problem, like, what's the problem out there?
70% Thank of you. Marriages are marginal.
Oh, you go, guy. Lovely. And by the way, what would that be good for? What holiday could you be talking about?
Valentine's Day.
Absolutely. You know, I wrote a book called Networking Magic. At Valentine's Day, I become an expert in networking for romance. Got me on NBC TV and ABC TV. What are you an expert in? Excellent. So the problem is there are a million cases of skin cancer every year. Now, what I'd be having her do and you do is give people real solutions. What can they do to have a dynamite romance? What can we do to protect our skin, right? What else? I want one more in the back of the room. Yes, in the pink, please.
164,000 children per day. Bullying.
Oh, you're another bully expert. I'm telling you, Erica, another speaker, by the way, gets a lot of PR right now about bullying. That's a hot topic in the media. And this whole economy thing makes people a little uptight, a little bully-like, a little more, you know? So definitely a great media topic right now. Anything that will help people and serve people, here's the two things you want to do. You want to give value and benefit all the time. Value and benefit. And I saw another hand up in the back of the room. Who was another hand up in the back of the room? Please, go ahead.
Five people you know next week, or 5 people you know in the next 90 days will lose their job.
Wow, excellent. Oh, good. Okay, I mean, it's not excellent, but that was a hard... five people that you know in the next 90 days will lose their job. Powerful. You hear the power in this. Here's the thing. When you get your message concise and precise, you will have a message that will impact and serve others. Okay? And that's when you can gain the publicity, get recognition, and get the kind of credibility and visibility you deserve. Because you want to know why we do publicity? Do you want to know why? I don't hear you.
Yes.
Thank you. We do publicity for two reasons and two reasons only, and that's credibility and visibility. Credibility and visibility. That's why we do it. That gets your phone ringing. That gets media planners calling you. That gets your name out in a way that will have people give you the kind of attention that you deserve. Make sense? I want one more expert at least. What are you an expert in, please?
50% of people in the United States
will lose their home in the next 24 months. Yes, 50. Oh, boy, I'm having a lot of fun. Not really, but, you know, we're getting a lot of mortgage brokers, real estate experts, financial experts out in the news right now talking about exactly that kind of issue. And so, again, as even though we, shall we say, scare them a little bit, we always give them, what's the S word? Solutions. Always give people real solutions. And I got one more I saw hand up. One more I saw hand up. Who was it? Carolyn, you want to do it?
Yeah. Healing cancer without surgery.
Yes. So cancer affects how many people today?
1 in 3.
1 in 3 people are affected by cancer. And people are definitely concerned about their health.
Right.
And so you're going to give people real solutions to do that, right?
I'm giving them solutions to stay healthy.
Solutions... Yes, absolutely. Solutions to stay healthy. I like that. And by the way, to stay healthy in a down economy is really key. Or as one of my health therapists says, how to stay up in a down economy, right? Anyone can talk about that in this room? Stay healthy, stay well, stay good, right? Make sense? Okay, so now you see some key formulas. It's using problem, solution. It's getting your word out in a way that gets people talking about you to create the kind of visibility that keeps your message heard. And I leave you with a challenge. You ready for my challenge?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. All right. Go, Scott. If you don't, missed that. Hang on. The challenge is if you don't like the news, go out and make some of your own. Thanks for being here today. Thank you. Thank you.